Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on Hochman, Crowder, and Solana. By the way, if you were expecting to hear our Georgie song at the 3 o'clock hour, we are now playing a new track from Georgie to start the show at 2 o'clock. So if you want to hear our guy, Georgie, you can check him out on social media, Georgie Music, JORGMUZIK. He's got a new banger. It's more appropriate to open the show with. So we play it at 2 o'clock every day at 2 o'clock. You'll hear Georgie. I saw a push notification. I believe Nick Bosa out for the season. Did I see that correctly?
Correct. Yeah. Nick Bosa.
Yeah. Nick Bosa out for the season. Torn ACL in yesterday's win over the Cardinals.
And couple tough injuries in that Cardinals game as well. Yesterday. So tough times.
Solana sounds very soft to me. I know, Jimmy, you told him to lower his microphone. Is he too soft now?
Yeah, he's a little soft now.
Yeah, a little
just
too
a
soft.
Bit.
A little too soft.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, me too. Welcome to the club. Why does Crowder's button say maximize?
What I do, I maximize.
Maximize your potential. Does this do anything for anyone? I'll do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Does this do anything for anyone regarding the Dolphins? Because remember, the worst game that they had all season was the Colts game. Correct? They improved a little bit the New England game, and then they improved even more, I think, Thursday night against Buffalo. By the way, what are you eating, Crowder? It's almost like you can't swallow it. You've been chewing since you got on video.
I put the mute button on. I was gonna finish. I knew we had a lead up to something. A taco.
No, it had nothing to do. I'm watching you. I'm just watching you chew and chew and chew.
I ate 3-bite tacos, a whole taco, and then I'm and I fill the corner of my mouth up like a squirrel.
You're having a 3 o'clock taco snack?
I quit. See how you say it. You
what
say
am I,
it.
Like, what am I missing there? You're like, 3 o'clock. Let me fire up some tacos.
No, well, I keep, because I travel a lot, so I keep a big, Tupperware of ground turkey and chicken for the kids, just a quick little meal so AJ didn't have to cook after basketball and football, baseball practice. So I went in. I was like, hey, man, I'll heat up some meat, throw a little taco shell in the oven. During the break, I threw a little lettuce on there, a little cheese, a little hot sauce. Delicious.
But what's going on in your life that at 3 o'clock you have to have a taco? You know what I mean? Like, I get at 3 o'clock, I'll walk downstairs, maybe have a handful of almonds. I get a granola bar or something. Mm-hmm. I'm at a loss after John Michaels. You got about 10 minutes and you say to yourself, let me go make some tacos.
Because I'm not a 70-year-old man eating almonds and damn granola. I wanted something to eat. I made a taco, quick taco.
Tacos, 3 o'clock.
Huh.
Look, interesting boom, boom, to me.
I respect that. You say honestly, it funny. I respect that.
Very yeah, interesting. Well, because Ticket Wizard, I would always be surprised. Like Ticket Wizard, you know, he has the law office, but he would go home at noon, lives in Plantation or Cooper City, he's moved around. Go home. I mean, it made it sound like he's a vagrant. He's moved around. He was in Plantation for a while, then he moved to Cooper City. But he would go home at noon and he would fire up the grill and he would grill himself a steak, mm-hmm, you know, with like real sides and have that for lunch and then go back to the office. And I always thought it was so odd because that doesn't seem like something you would make for yourself at lunch at home. Like, I don't know. And then the same line of thinking for me at 3 o'clock to make a taco is like, it just makes my head hurt.
Why do you put these time restrictions on food? No Alfredo sauce when the sun's out. No tacos wow, at 3, no steak at noon. No, why do y'all put these restrictions on food? I'm hungry. I don't want a handful of almonds. I want a taco.
I have to tell you, Ira Winderman just texted me. He said, tell Channing to F off. I carry a bag of almonds with me wherever I go.
Point proven, Ira. Point
proven. That checks out. 100% that checks out.
That is 100% great. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. Why wouldn't you want to eat what you want to eat? Like if I want a taco,
well, I don't want to eat a steak I don't want to eat a steak at noon, and I don't want to have my midday snack if I were to have one be tacos. I don't know. It just seems odd to me. It just doesn't seem like a snack to me.
Yeah, it's a quick little taco.
Tacos are snacks. It's an appetizer.
No, tacos aren't appetizers.
They can be. Of course they can be.
No, they can't be. They cannot be. Absolutely not.
Why?
There's never been.
Why?
No, because no one's ever, unless they're taquitos, no one's ever had tacos as an appetizer.
But plenty of places have tacos as an appetizer on their appetizer menu. Plenty of places.
No.
No, but
it's like saying pizza can't be a snack.
Appetizers?
Nachos are appetizers, yes.
Yeah.
That's all a taco is. A taco is a curved nacho.
No, a taco is a sandwich. You're having a sandwich as an appetizer.
A taco is not a sandwich.
Sure it is.
It's a sandwich?
Sure, absolutely. Meat in between two slices of bread-like substances?
It's a big-ass chip with meat and cheese on it.
Do you know what a taco is, Hawk? Because I don't think you're using two tortillas.
In between two bread-like substances that are held together with a little bridge.
It's not in between two. It's just one.
You don't think a Subway sandwich is two pieces of bread?
A taco shell is two breads with a bridge.
Yeah, like a Subway sandwich. Pizza, by the way, not an appetizer. Flatbread is, though.
And what's flatbread? Pizza?
I don't know, but there is some sort of delineation between pizza and flatbread. I don't know exactly what it is, but flatbread is absolutely an appetizer. Pizza's not.
Yeah, man, here, we have a live audio of Ira in his car right now. Just chewing on almonds.
I love some delicious almonds in the middle of the day.
Eat almonds and salmon packets, Hawk. Come on now.
Oh, that's a salmon packet for lunch.
That's ridiculous.
What do you mean?
What would you enjoy more, a good old mid-afternoon taco or a salmon packet?
Salmon packet.
Lie.
All day, every day. Love my salmon packets.
Oh, no, you don't.
What do you think? I eat them because someone feeds it to me? I'm a cat? No, I choose. That's what I choose to eat lunch.
What's Farmer's Pet, whatever, those little new packets they got for dogs.
Does this make you feel any better about the Dolphins? Adam Schefter had tweeted out, the Colts have now punted once over their first three games, the fewest by any team over its first three games of any NFL season since at least 1940. Does that make you feel any better about what happened to the Dolphins week one?
that concept of you got beat up by Charlie, but Charlie almost also beat up Willie and John. You still got beat up. Like, I don't care who Charlie has beat. You got embarrassed by Charlie.
Is it as embarrassing as you think it is? In other words, you think Charlie is a weakling, and then all of a sudden you find out that Charlie is whooping everyone in the neighborhood.
To lose by 25 in the NFL, you can't find any kind of happiness in that. That if it was a 1917 game, Hawk, I can see what you're saying. You lost by 25.
Yeah, but part of, I think, the shame of that loss, wasn't it that, oh my God, Daniel Jones, like really Daniel Bleep and Jones. And all of a sudden, I know it's week three, but Daniel Jones is in the MVP race, and that's not a joke.
Good, man. I saw a funny tweet that said something like, Daniel Jones with the Giants, he's going to get Brian Daboll fired. Daniel Jones with the Colts, he's going to get Brian Daboll fired. Yeah, he's looked good. By the way, speaking of quarterbacks, this one is because, you know, I've been the biggest Tua apologist on the show for years, and I've said Tua over Justin Herbert. Like, I don't care. They made the right choice. Did you see Justin Herbert's stats in the fourth quarter yesterday? Mm. Aronde had a game, by the way. Aronde Gadsden in the second. Did he have five catches?
Yeah, I have his stats. I'll pull him up here. I think he had 5 for 49.
Three in the fourth, I think.
I mean, two in a row. Like, Justin Herbert was looking at Aronde, and
5 for 46 is what he ended up with.
He got some pub yesterday. Yeah. Aronde Gadsden the second. But listen to Justin Herbert's stats, because this is what you want from Tua, obviously, when you need to go down. If you watch that game, I happen to have Chargers -2.5. So I'm watching that game with, you know, a real vested interest in them tying it and then hopefully being able to win the game. Justin Herbert in the fourth quarter versus the Broncos, 12 of 15 for 123 passing yards, one touchdown, 9 first downs.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
He's special, and I knew Jim Harbaugh was going to get something more out of him, but I never expected it to be this fast.
Wow.
I mean, because we were texting about Baker Mayfield, where he was we were joking. We used to make fun of Baker Mayfield. And then he gets with the right organization, and you see the coaching, and you see what happens where, I don't know. We redraft. Solana asked somebody last week, redraft that class. Jack.
There's a lot of guys behind Herbert, too. You probably take over our guy. But the throw Justin Herbert made, to your point, Hawk, they're down 7. Final drive, 2:40 left in the game. It's 2nd and 6. They're on, like, the 22-yard line. The pocket collapses. He steps up into the pocket, runs left, and while running left, has a DB in his face and just flings it, almost like sidearms it with the DB in his face, and hits Keenan Allen in the back of the end zone. Bro, I hate glazing Justin Herbert, because there's a lot of clips of all of us kind of hating on him over the past couple of years. That throw, to me, is Mahomes-esque, Josh Allen, Lamar-esque. I'm not putting him up there yet, but he's definitely in tier 2, man. That's tough.
Tweeted out that picture. It was a still shot where he's got a hand in his face, and it looks, and it says, you know, would you believe this ends up being a touchdown? Like that, like you look at it and you go, there's no way that this ball ends up as a touchdown in the end zone. Man, that dude had a game. That burns. That burns a little bit. Let's do headlines here.
But it's the same thing where now we're looking at, oh, the Colts are good. That's why we got beat. Oh, now let's look back at the draft. Oh, we got Tua to get. Like that retrospect is.
I don't love doing that. You can do that with anything, anywhere. Listen, the Marlins, mathematically not eliminated from the playoffs, but you can look back on it and go, you know what? They probably would have clinched if they hadn't shadow banned Matt Mervis.
Oh,
but you can't look back on it with stuff like that. You kind of have to move forward at times, but sometimes we get bogged down in that.
What you took from that, huh?
No? I thought you and I were on the same wavelength on that one. No? Headline brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
What?
Volkswagens price like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had to double check this morning because I saw one of these football accounts tweeted it, and I was like, huh, there's no way. You're 2025. Quarterback touchdown pass leader. So QBs that have thrown touchdowns, not run, but thrown touchdown passes. Do you know who the two guys at the top are? They're tied with 7 touchdown passes.
I mean, Daniel Jones got to be one of them, right?
No.
Not Daniel Jones?
Before this week or right now?
Through week 3. So it doesn't obviously Lamar Jackson hasn't played, Goff hasn't played, but
Caleb had 4 yesterday.
Caleb Williams and Aaron Rodgers have 7 touchdowns.
I was
touchdowns.
Just about to say, how many has Aaron Rodgers thrown? Because he seems to be zinging touchdowns around.
And the Patriots, like, next time Gelb is on with us, he loves to take shots at the Dolphins, do his little cute IG videos of Mike McDaniel. Patriots turned the ball over 5 times yesterday. A bunch of bums. And this Ramondre Stevenson against us looks like prime LaDainian Tomlinson, and then goes up against Pittsburgh and is just on the 1 yard line. Like, here, take the ball. I'm not going to score a touchdown here. Just take the ball. Bunch of bums.
I had a 14 leg parlay that would have paid me a lot of money. One of the legs of that parlay was Ramondre Stevenson anytime touchdown.
Oh,
and I had hit like 3 legs. A lot of them were late games. It hit like three legs. And when he did that, I couldn't settle my brain down, because I kept saying to myself, if I lose this 14 leg parlay because Ramondre Stevenson lost the ball at the 1-inch line, I won't be able to live with myself. I will not be able to live with myself. Thankfully, I lost every other leg.
Mike Vrabel said they need to work on ball security. Is that what?
Really quickly, just because we're on the topic of NFL QBs and we were talking about Brian Daboll earlier, I got a push notification. Daboll's leaving the window open, or he didn't close the window for a quarterback change. And anybody who stayed up last night to watch the Giants just humiliate themselves, Russell Wilson specifically, final drive. They need a score. Like, the chances of them winning are slim to none, but they need a score. And on the final two plays, that sequence where Russell Wilson throws on third down, throws the ball in the back of the end zone, and then on fourth down, throws the ball into the back of the end zone, it hits the upright, was such a humiliating sequence.
By the way, speaking of uprights, the CFL has announced rule changes. One of them is they're moving the goalposts from the front of the end zone where they've been to the back of the end zone, like the NFL.
Finally.
No, stupid. I texted Rob Pizzola. I said, I hate the world we live in right now.
That's player safety.
Yeah, it's one of the best things about the CFL is having to avoid the polls like it's 1941 in the NFL.
Isn't there end
I think
zone?
They're getting rid of the rouge. They're gonna you know, the fields are like they're much wider than NFL fields. They're gonna make them narrower. They're completely screwing up the CFL.
I was gonna say
screwing it up.
The end zones are the size of Macy's.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, what's going on? Yeah.
And they only have three downs in the CFL, so there's no fourth down. Fourth down is third down.
Right. Well, the way you said it, they only have three downs, and then you further explained so they don't have fourth down. But yeah, we understood when you said they only have three downs.
Okay, I mean, I said something factual. I don't know why you're laughing.
But
you said something factual twice.
Fourth down can't be third down if there's not a fourth down.
Right. Well, third down is the final down, I think, is what he was trying to say.
No. Thanks for clarifying, guys. Appreciate it.
No.
The Miami Hurricanes take down the Florida Gators yesterday, or on Saturday night, 26-7.
Somebody says it on the chat, third down is actually third down. <It doesn't... laughs> There's just no fourth down, but third down is third down.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you guys are doing here. I said their fourth down is their third down. What's wrong with that statement?
You said there are no. You said third down.
You first said there's you no
tacos
fourth
are
down.
Appetizers. So I'm already,
bro. Hawk, right now in the commercial break, I will find you 20 restaurants right now that have tacos as an appetizer.
But those aren't the tacos he's talking about. Those are appetizer tacos.
And if I'm not mistaken, Hawk last night had tacos. You put avocado on them, and those were appetizer tacos. Were they
actually
not?
Actually, what we did, you know, the funny thing is, Lori and I ordered tacos and a pizza, and we just said, we'll kind of just have some appetizers tonight.
What's wrong with you?
Mark Fletcher goes for 116 yards. Charmar Brown 80 yards. Like, it was a running display, and then obviously Florida just couldn't do anything offensively. Miami holds the Gators to 141 yards of total offense.
When you think about it, when you say third down is actually fourth down, you could just as easily say first down is actually second down. And it sounds just as ridiculous as what you said. You could just say they have no first down. It starts on second down.
It's not, because their first down is our first down. First down. And then their second down is our second down. But their third down is our fourth down. Is it not?
It's not.
And I think the best stat, the best stat from that Canes win was that Florida was 0 of 13 on third down conversions. Now, clearly, I don't know too much about football because I don't know the difference between fourth and third down, ladies and gentlemen. But I know this. If you're 0 and 13 on converting third downs, whether it's in the CFL or the NFL, that can't be good.
Not one conversion. I think we had 43 yards at halftime total offense. It was a butt kicking. DJ Lagway.
Josh, I want to have enough time with Josh Appel in the next segment. During the commercial break, I want to get I want to make myself a tableside guacamole.
As an appetizer?
Los Madelines are off today. They're going to play tomorrow. Just keep an eye on them. Your weather, it's raining in my neck of the woods. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop into the mid to upper 70s. And what's your weather?
I only get texts from Kajana Carter when people say real, real dumb stuff. But Kajana has taken up a difference in your opinion, Solana, about this third down, fourth down thing. Silly.
Ira Winderman is texting me that the new iPhone earbuds automatically translate in Solana into actual understandable English.
So that stuff pops in your brain and you say it.
It does. The thing is, I don't have an excuse. I don't have CTE like you. So.
Third downs are fourth downs.
You've got downs. UCF wait list.
I got CTE. Okay, you Taco. Got FIU.
I thought we had to go to break, Hawk. I don't understand. We have time to read Ira Winderman text.
You're going to tell us about Toro Toro. I'm all done.
I know.
Here.
No, we have Kajana Carter Toro. Updates out of nowhere. Kajana Carter updates. I haven't heard from Kajana Carter since 2017 on this show. All of a sudden, we have time for it. No matter what time of the day it is, Toro Toro, you head there. They're Miami's hottest Pan Latin steakhouse. They're located inside the iconic Intercontinental Miami Hotel. It's right along Biscayne Bay. It's walking distance from the Kaseya Center. Who knows? Maybe you'll see Ira Winderman there as well. He won't be eating almonds, though. I promise you that. When you go to Toro Toro, you're going to experience their bold, flavorful cuts of steak, the picanha, the ribeye, signature tomahawk. That's carved table side. If you check out right now my Instagram at Alex M. Solana, I had a behind-the-scenes experience at Toro Toro a couple weeks ago. Executive chef Victor Rosales, he took me back into their kitchen, and you're going to get a look at all of those cuts of meat that I just mentioned. Plus, right now, take advantage of Miami Spites. It's happening through September 30th, so you still have a little over a week to get out there. They're offering a 3-course elevated dinner menu. It's just $60 per person. It includes your choice of their signature short rib al carbon, lobster empanadas, local red snapper al mojo, or the coconut tuna tiradito. They are all fire options. And when you just eat at Toro Toro, you have to check out their irresistible sides, chipotle cheddar mac and cheese, the crispy fried Brussels sprouts. Check those out on my post as well. And it's all capped off by the best dessert experience in Miami. They call it La Bomba. It's the iconic grand finale. Head to torotoromiami.com for more information. You can make a reservation right now on OpenTable.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Josh Pell, get situated here on our feed. And before we talk football and baseball with him, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie. You're online at caneswear.com. Josh is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. He will be on the call a couple Sundays from now, the October 5th game, Ravens-Texans in Baltimore. But first, Josh, can't believe we're doing this on September 22nd. And you've said all season long, something about
There's
these
something
Marlins.
Something about this team.
Something about these Marlins. But are they actually in a position where they could be a wild card team, or so many things would have to happen over the next few games that it's not realistic? And I'm not taking away from what a remarkable season this has been, because we'll talk about that in a second. Is there any actual possibility? I know mathematically they're not eliminated yet. Is there any actual possibility that they're going to be a wild card team?
It does help that they have the Mets to finish the season three games at home. Not the first time in these two franchises' history that it's come down to the final weekend. Very famously, the Marlins like ruined the end of Shea Stadium by finishing off the Mets' collapse. I think it was 06 or 07, I want to say. So there's a history coming down to the wire between the Mets and the Marlins. But they're four games back right now of the Mets and Reds, who are tied for that final spot. And they'd also have to jump the Diamondbacks, the Giants, and the Cardinals. St. Louis is tied with them four games back. The Giants are three games back, and the Diamondbacks are one game back. So they do need a lot of help, but they are certainly doing their own jobs. They're taking care of their own end of the bargain. Is that the phrase that I'm holding up? No. Their end of the bargain. You know what I'm trying to say.
Sorry, bargain.
Some tacos like lodged in my in like the roof of my mouth, and it's.
I mean, Appel's the guy who goes for hibachi at 12 in the afternoon. So,
he's
certainly not the guy to be talking about midday snacks.
Sorry, Crowder. They're 11-3 their last 14 games. They won six in a row, all on the road. They're doing with this without Kyle Stowers, who's been out
and
for
Mervis.
A month and a half, 2 months. Well, I'm glad you brought up Matt Mervis, because shortly after that, they finally gave Troy Johnston a chance. He's a lefty hitting first baseman, can play left field, can play right field. He's hitting .364 over his last seven games with three home runs. And in the absence of Kyle Stowers, Johnston coming on and playing well has certainly given a boost to this lineup that, unfortunately,
they let him bat against righties. They let him bat against lefties.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I wish Mervis would have gotten that chance. I wish Mervis would have gotten that chance.
Josh, are they like to for us to be talking about them right now? Are they patting themselves on the back in the offices of like we did it. We're almost there.
The unfortunate thing is like there are a couple of stretches during this season where you could point to, man, like if we you look back, if we really lost that game on May 23rd, like we could be in a really good position where they went on the road right after they got to 500 and collapsed, basically. They blew a lot of games late, a lot of close games that they were in that ended up getting out of hand. And you just think back, if maybe like one or two of those go differently, how much more positive we'd feel about them right now going into this stretch. But I mean, look, we've talked about it before when we bring up the Marlins when they were going through that hot stretch in July. We were talking on here before the season about how this was going to be a historically bad team. They were going to be as bad as the Rockies are this year, as the White Sox were last year, and have seasons that have been as bad as the Marlins have had since Jeter took over, and obviously he's gone now. But I think this has been quite a remarkable season for Peter Bendix and his staff, for Clayton McCullough and his staff. Certainly there are things to learn from both sides of it, but in totality, like it is September 22nd. It's September 22nd. Keeps going. And here they are playing meaningful baseball. I liked it better when Mervis was here, so I had to hear about all this. You can just prove us right. But like Edward Cabrera has been out. They've scored more runs this season than the Padres, than the Astros, than the Giants, who spent big money, than the Rangers, who they just swept. Matt Mervis did contribute to some of those runs in the first like month of the season before he stopped being able to hit a baseball.
I believe they was talking about him as an MVP. Far be it from me to say.
They. Who's they?
Yeah. Well, a lot of pundits.
Hmm.
The Bob Nightingales, the Gammons, the Mishes.
Appel, what I think, as good as this season has been, credit to the Marlins, kudos to them, everything you said, I'm on board with. But I think what fans, frustrated fans like myself, want to know is who are they committed to? And I know we've spoken about like their core and how it feels once again like you kind of have a couple guys you got players, that you can build around. But the question is, will they commit to them? And I think that's what I want to know, because, okay, fine, I'll bite on this season. All right, I'll bite on McCullough. You know I'm a Bendix guy for no reason. I just like him. But who are they committed to? Who do you think they commit to long-term?
I think Yuri Perez. I think Kyle Stowers. I think Augustin Ramirez. And I think Jacob Marcy has played himself into that category this year in the 2 months that he's been around. I mean, his OPS is still up above 900. I talked about how Johnston has stepped up in Stowers' absence. I'm not sure they're able to put together this type of run if Jacob Marcy is not playing at the level he is. And one step further, I mean, Sandy's been so good the back half of the season too, especially here down the stretch in his last handful of starts. Craig Mish has said that he expects Sandy Alcantara to be on the team to begin next season. Obviously, things can change. I would imagine they will try to run it back with this group and maybe an addition or two going into the regular season next year. It's hard not to get excited about the young guys that are here. And if I understand the wait and see mentality, this team and organization deserves that at this point. But the way that Bruce Sherman has invested in things involved on the baseball side, but not necessarily like that you're going to see come to fruition immediately as far as like player acquisition in the majors, because they're still, you know, bargain hunting and using their algorithms to find guys. And it's worked well for them this year, but he's invested a lot in the infrastructure of the organization. And if some of that money is put into signing a player or two in free agency that can really help this team and put them in a spot where we're not talking, oh, what a great story is, they're four games out of the wild card on September 22nd. Hopefully they make a couple of moves that put them in a spot where they were like 2023, where they're trying to clinch the last week of the season, and not just talking about, hey, what a fun story this is, that they might be able to make a push here late.
Well, it was fun, and they definitely overperformed what our expectations were.
For 76
because
wins
we did
right
talk
now
about them being an epically, like they were going to compete for being one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball history, And they gave us some fun moments throughout the season as well. This happens to be a fun moment that we're in right now. But I remember leading up to the All-Star break. I mean, there were some fun moments this season. So kudos to the Marlins. I want to ask you about football, though. I want to shift gears here before we run out of time. Dolphins, Jets, 1 week from tonight. Battle of losers. Who's going to win? Dolphins are favorites in that game. Have you seen enough from the Dolphins? Have you seen enough growth from week one to week three that lets you believe the Dolphins will hold court on Monday night?
You know, it's funny because I'm thinking in my head, well, if Tyrod Taylor starts, and then wait a second. He's played pretty well against the Dolphins in the past.
Yeah,
they might be better off if Justin Fields started that game. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter because we're having the same conversation we had before week one. Well, oh, it doesn't really matter if Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson starts. By the way, this guy right here, loud wrong about what Shane Steichen was doing there. He might have known a little bit more than we did by making the decision to resurrect Peyton Manning for the Colts through 3 weeks of the season. That was such a quintessential Jets loss yesterday. And I almost feel like I've experienced, not to that degree, but similar losses like that as someone who's followed the Dolphins for as long as I have. The jubilation and Aaron Glenn dancing on the sideline as Will McDonald's returning a block kick to win the game, and then Baker drives him down the field. I wish we had Baker. Baker's driving him down the field and they kick the game-winning field goal. I think that if the Dolphins play like they did in Buffalo, I think they are set up to win on Monday night at home against the Jets. I think that's a really tough loss for the Jets to bounce back from on the road for a second consecutive week, albeit both games in Florida. But I like the Dolphins here, but with how they perform the first 3 weeks, if they lose to the Jets, I mean, could just as easily see that happening.
And if they lose, do you have to do something if they lose? Like, do they have to make changes if they lose?
I think that they'll get through the first five games, right? If they are 1-4, if they go 1-1 these last couple here to the Panthers and the Jets, I think you probably really have to start looking at that. But as we've talked about, Stephen Ross does not really like to make midseason coaching changes. And if it comes down to, well, maybe they just were all wrong about Tua and they find a way to get rid of Tua and they want to give Mike McDaniel a shot with someone they think might be better, maybe that earns Mike McDaniel another season. If they play for him the way they played against Buffalo.
Dolphins fans don't want to hear that.
I'm just saying. I mean, Stephen Ross is a loyal guy. He doesn't like firing people.
Yeah.
You guys said it after the game on Thursday. Mike McDaniel went into Buffalo and coached a really good game. And I think now that we're starting to see some of the limitations of Tua Tagovailoa, maybe becoming more clear-eyed about them, maybe the organization wants to give McDaniel a chance. If they are still playing hard for Mike McDaniel, like they did for Buffalo, even if they start 1-4, I don't know if they fire him midseason.
Yeah. But he says,
with that being
like,
said,
he says now if they get blown out at home in prime time on Monday Night Football against like Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor, different conversation. Then I think we have it.
I know. The coach just says you have to win games to win them. You can't win games if you lose them. We got to keep that guy around.
Yeah, I mean, is he wrong?
Well, name the falsehood there.
What I'm saying. Appel, with that being said, you have been a strong proponent of Tua Tagovailoa, and I wonder now, because you were a little down on him, obviously, the last couple of weeks, and based on what you just said, I wonder now if you are on quarterback watch in NCAA, like, are you paying closer attention to Nuss, to Lenore Sellers? Like, I just wonder if you've gotten there as a Tua fan. Doesn't mean Tua won't be here next year, but clearly the Dolphins, if they're going to do this scramble, we think at the top, might go in a different direction at some point.
I mean, draft for Beck. That's where I'm at right now.
What was it? Dreck for Beck?
Dreck for Beck?
Yeah, I got you. I'm just making sure I heard that.
Yeah.
Steer for Maneer. Mateer, what's his name?
Mateer, yeah. Close. Yeah. Man, like, what's there to defend Tua on right now? Like, I think you've kind of seen what you're going to – like, you've seen the best of that player, unfortunately.
Mm. It is like a fever dream. You can't do what Justin Herbert did at the end of the Chargers game yesterday.
No. And, like, the YouTube algorithm knows me well. They put up an hour's worth of highlights of Tua Tagovailoa from like a year ago. And it was like a fever dream watching him move around, watching how confident he was, especially in 23. But even like the first couple of seasons before Mike McDaniel got here, there were flashes. The Arizona game is one that I'd always talked about for a really long time. It was juking Buda Baker in the open field and picking up first downs with his legs. Like, I just think that we've seen at this point the best that we're going to see out of Tua Tagovailoa. I don't necessarily think he's a bad player, but I just think that we have seen the best of him. And I know that's rich coming from me, because 4 weeks ago I was on here saying, look, it's simple. If Tua plays, the Dolphins win games. That's it. That's what happens. And I'm very wrong about this version of Tua Tagovailoa. I did not expect the drop-off to happen as quickly as it has. And unfortunately for the Dolphins organization, this is where they're at right now.
Let's take a break. You want to stick around for the headlines at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, Appel?
Sure. All right,
we'll stick with us. We'll do some headlines at the 4 o'clock hour. Do we have any DBJ calls? We have any DBJ calls to play?
Just one.
What? He did one call. One call.
Just one. All right. How did he do, Jimmy?
It was great. I liked it.
All right. Fair enough. So he only fit in one, huh? Yeah. Seemed like there were a lot of lulls there where he could have gotten some of the. I guess they were caught up in the.
Do you think there was a? Did you think there was a possibility that Jimmy was going to say that DBJ did a bad job with the one?
Yes,
call?
Yes, Jimmy
that he
is
did?
Incapable of lying.
Huh?
But I'm not lying. He did a good. He did a great
That's
job.
What I'm saying, no. You're incapable of lying, and that itself was
all right.
Not a lie. What you just said that you weren't lying.
Well, unless like, he's never, talking to
Jimmy,
me,
Jimmy. You never tried to get one over on your parents, right? You didn't sneak out of your house at 2 a.m. and then explain to them the next morning that, yeah, you were sleeping.
No, they're not idiots.
Well, no, but you were incapable of that. Like, that's just not your wheelhouse. Some people can do that easily. Other people don't have that gene. Yeah. And you just, like, you're a truth teller.
Yeah, I can't lie.
Yeah. If a teacher pressed you on a missing homework assignment, right, you would immediately crumple. I didn't.
I will crumble. Would,
like you, yeah. I could talk circles around anything. I just made a big case that tacos and pizza were not appetizers, and I ordered them last night as appetizers. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get headlines with Solana. Appel will stick with us for a segment as well, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk Crowder and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.